خاطر این داری و اینو من خوالم شکر میاد برم. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming out this morning. We're going to be learning the Homan Tavad Darbet. We continue to learn Leilui Nishma, Tanchum Ben Chaim, Yosef Ben Yitzchak, Asher Anshel Ben Shraga Feivel, Yitzchak Ben Nachman, and for the Refu of Esther Dania Batzara, Chava Yocheb Radas Batzara, and a lot of anonymously is beautiful things, Baruch Hashem. And also Leilui Nishmas, Masha Bas Tzvi. That's Zahava's grandmother. It's just Nifteres. Okay, we have a piece that I thought that it was relevant when I first learned this about 5-6 years ago with the men. little did any of us know about anything, but I'm seeing now how this is basically the only way that I think personally that I feel that there could be any proper spiritual prep towards Pesach, and we're going to do it today and then next week, and we probably won't be learning the last few days before, but definitely this week and still next week. When do the kids go to, when are they off? They still have all next week, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The 14th is the...
Okay. Okay, so you could pass these pages around. It's a short piece, and it's not so... The Hebrew is not complicated, but the level of emuna on this piece is mashu lo ma'olam hazeh. We can learn this every year. However, you'll see what I mean about this year.
Is it in the book?
No, it's not. This is in a different sefer. The sefer is called Neze Yisrael. And keep going. It's not in the sefer that you have. So before Purim, we were discussing, how are we going to go into Purim this year? I mean, I feel like that about every single Shabbos. How are we going to go into Shabbos, this Shabbos? And on a certain level, I feel it also every single day. Like, just everything. And yet, I realize every single day that if all the world, if all the Torah of Emunah that we ever learned was not for now, then when was it for? And that's really true. Regarding the inyan of the geula of Seder Pesach of Yantiv of this chag that when we see its origins we're going to see something so interesting that'll help us, I believe, very very much approach and also if need be have to act in the manner that he's going to be speaking about this coming Leila Seder Shebezrat Hashem Yavo Aleinu Letova. So I'm going to jump right into it. There's a statement from Chazal, "Bechol dor v'dor chayav adam lirat atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza mitzrayim." Now, what a word, ki'ilu. Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu is like a very, it's interesting. It's like, I don't even think like you have to have the word ki'ilu this year. "Bechol dor v'dor chayav adam lirat atzmo yotze mitzrayim." Yotze. Ki'ilu yatza. As if, ki'ilu, like, ki'ilu not... Ki'ilu is like I have to work really hard on snapping, and every year we speak about all the Torahs of Chametz being the Chametz in my mind, v'chuzin, it's all true, and it gets more and more true every single year. But every year we try to come up with better tactics and more planning ahead in terms of the engagement with our children during the Leila Seder. What's it going to be like this year to bring about this notion of Ki'ilu Yatzam Mitzrayim? I've Baruch Hashem, over the years, I've learned so many different minhagim from so many different friends that have like just done things differently than just sit around and go through reading everything to really bring home the notion of what Leila Seder is all about. And it's really summed up, it's summed up in these words. So look at right over here in the beginning, Katav Ba'ala Haggadah. Katav Ba'ala Haggadah. Who wrote the Haggadah, by the way? Who's Ba'ala Haggadah? Who?
Chazal.
Safe sense. So the Masoret says that it was Eliyahu Navi that wrote the Haggadah, which makes a lot of sense. But he's included in Chazal, so that's okay. He's in Chazal. He's definitely a nice part of Chazal. Katav Ba'al Haggadah. בכל דור ודור חייב אדם לראות את עצמו כאילו הוא יצא ממצרים שנאמר והגעת לבנך ביום ההוא לאמור Bavur ze asa Hashem li betzeitim mitzrayim. Every single generation, a person has to see himself, herself, as if they left Egypt. As it says, you have to tell your children that on that day, for this, Hashem did this for me, as I left Egypt. Lo et avoteinu bilvad gaal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is some of my favorite words over here. Lo et avoteinu bilvad gaal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, because Diaspora Yeshiva Ben has a great, great song to these words, if you know it. Lo et avoteinu bilvad gaal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just that we're talking about our ancestors, that God redeemed them from Egypt, ela af otanu ga'al imahem, but also us, God redeemed us with them. Shenemar, ve'otanu hotzi misham, leman havi otanu, latet lanu et ha'aretz asher nishba la'avoteinu, that God took us out of there in order to bring us to the land which God swore to give to our fathers. Okay, that's so far all from the Haggadah. That's a piece in the beginning of the Haggadah of Leila Seder. But he asks a very practical question that's shayach every year, and all the more so this year. V'yesh le'avin ketzad yuchal adam lirot et atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza. So what does that mean? What's the instruction? How can a person see themselves as if they left? U'bifrat. Ma shediyek ha-Rambam, the Rambam has a diuk, and the Alter Rebbe, takes it even further. That a person has to work hard, like the whole thing of Leila Seder, the whole thing of Pesach, according to the Diuk of the Rambam, you want to be Yotze Pesach, it means, what are you doing right now to see, or to, well, according to the Alter Rebbe, Leharot, to show yourself and to show others, that right now, Ata, right now you're leaving Mitzrayim, right now. So the Alter Rebbe changed the word based on the Rambam, leharot et atzmo. That's why I said to show. But the nusach haragil, you're right, is lirot et atzmo. And what's the difference between lirot or leharot?
One's internal, one's external. Like, you see yourself, I think
it's like,
bless
you.
It's like for people to see.
Leharot. But not to show it to yourself, could it be? Leharot le'atzmach. It doesn't say leharot le'achirim. It says leharot et atzmo.
To get out of that Galut's
mindset, that, you know, like, it's more than just, okay, I'm like carrying like a sag of matzahs on my back. Like, right. No, like, we are free. We're not above the Maparo. Right. So we could pause the Malach of this year, and then I can ask a following question. We could all go around, and it'd be just as gavat, and saying, okay, so what are you planning on doing this year to be Yotze, the way the Rambam and the Alter Rebbe just, I'm not putting it on you, I'm just saying, Bichlal. That's the real thing, you know. That's taking it to the real, real place. If I want to be Yotze Pesach, not just Yotze Yediyas, Yotze Yedei Chovas HaAlacha, but I want to be Yotze Yedei Chovas HaNeshama on Pesach. To be Yotze Yedei Chovas HaAlacha, we have so many books, and in my opinion, it gets clearer and clearer every year. Every year that goes by, we realize how much less and less, not we have to clean, but less and less is the stress of the stringencies, and more is the intensity, is the pressure of, wait a second, this Rambam, what is it that I'm doing that I'm going to be mare, that I'm going to be showing? It's Atzmi. That's a hard thing. Yeah, Ariella.
Is it the difference between thought and action?
It could be. Like, so say it over here, like how?
Like, you can keep that in just thought level.
Right.
But leharot is you have to do some sort of action.
Right.
Whether with our behavior or with our deeds.
So let's go with that for a second. On the level of showing on a behavior, that's what I'm speaking about exactly, is that. What's the enactment? What is the thing that I'm doing this year? So like you were saying, like, okay, so I'm, you know, reenacting Yitziat Mitzrayim, I'm carrying a sack. No, and it's a beautiful minhag, but what I think... It's beautiful. Here he's saying, but what are you doing? Like, what is it that you're doing this year, this Seder? What is this year about that you are showing that there is something changing? That there is a change. That something really shifts, not just on the level of, I came up with a more creative way to tell a story, but lemaisa, what is it?
The Alter Rebbe also says, not here, but... If you want to add more pressure.
Right.
In the Agada? In the Shulchan Aruch Rav?
In life. One of the psukim, that the Rebbe picked for the children.
Right, right.
It says the hold over door whole yom by yom.
Yom.
Maybe it's also means to be free from our narrow places, Mitzarim. The narrow thinking, the narrow beliefs, the narrow, we've been locked into habits, and to be free of things that don't serve us well.
You're even strengthening the question even greater. That is true. That's the perush. The shaila I have is, what could be a ma'aseh? More than just, you know, again, reenacting the story.
Fighting as painful, and last night I asked the question, you're supposed to somehow channel joy and emunah through it. So I think that's an avoda that we really have to face now, day in and day out.
That's for sure. That's why this piece is more relevant than any year we ever learned it. We haven't even begun learning the piece, but this is all a prep for it. Just saying, Bina, do you have a sheet? Okay. So now he's going to quote the journal. You want to say something?
Yeah, I just want to say that. I think it's an external thing because
you would say,
"Hell,
that's
me if it was internal." That would be to show it to yourself.
You're not yourself. So you're saying that your children see my, Abba is changed.
It's not for me to hear and for me to feel the change. It has to be that others see it.
Abba's changed. Right. Well, it's really not, it's all about your children. The chiyuv, I mean, it's a nice thing to call dichvin, but the inyan is all, what are your children experiencing in terms of who their parents are? Seder night is the night that they see that the gates are open for your child to experience more transformation in their parents than any other night of the year. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, Leil Seder is a Leil of Mochin de Gadlus. That means an expansive mindset, which in our terminology for the Shia means much more is available on Seder night in the level of giving over than normally. And it's, yeah, I mean, you all look like I just told you something that's so heavy, but it's...
Interesting how you do that to toddlers who are
going to
be asleep.
They go subconsciously. Don't worry about them. I was thinking, like, how do you do that for tired parents that are nachon? That's more of a shayla. Don't worry, the kids will go in subconsciously or not. You know, they will. Okay, so now he's going to quote the Chernobyl Rebbe, the Mora Naim. Being a kasa the Sefer HaKadosh Mora Naim and Parshat Tzav, and then this, you know what this next Rashi Tevis is? V'ze leshono hakadosh. And these are his holy words. Al hayam, haya kitrug. While we were crossing the sea, there was a great prosecution. Coming from where? From those chever we thought were such, like, beautiful people, or beautiful entities. The malachim, the angels. There was a kitrug, there was a prosecution. Elu v'elu hayu ovdei avodah zarah. The Egyptians were of the Avodah Zarah. And wait a second, the Yidlach, what? They were all sitting, steiging all day long? They were also shtekalo of the Avodah Zarah. Ve'im ken, kashe be'emet ech nigalu. It makes it very, very difficult to understand how were we able to be redeemed. Meaning it must mean that the angels weren't stop making something up. There was a prosecution that held makom, that it had some kind of an MS behind it, because a second before we were still stuck in Avodah Zarah. And that's what the angels are saying. It's like, Ma nishtanu elu me'elu? What's the difference between this chavra and that chavra? Ach b'mitzrayim, now this is the kicker of this year. Ach b'mitzrayim, asu Yisrael kol haseder balayla kehavaya ketzurata kmo she'anu osim. Okay, this is amazing. Do you understand what he just said? When was the first Seder?
That night?
In Mitzrayim.
With the Korban Pesach.
Before the story, no, that happened, Shabbos HaGadol, that happened a few days before. No, Leila Seder itself, like he says, Kehavaya Kitsurata Kmo She'anu Osim, like we do today.
Like a mirror image?
In God.
No, they were doing it. I thought in Shemayim no, they were doing it.
Where was the first Seder?
In God. Before we were saved.
Interesting. Very interesting. It's the it's Huh?
Without all the stuff that didn't happen yet. You
know? None of it, barely any of it happened.
They didn't leave, they didn't get the Torah, they didn't
they didn't see Diana. Yeah.
It was probably this crazy intense meal where they're sitting at this like, oh my God, we're about to do this
thing. Oh, and all these first words are dying around them. Is that the same thing?
But if you don't have social media and you're in your home.
No, but there's still this like pressure. They knew that they were leaving, right?
Do you know that we're going to be redeemed now also? Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Right. So so we have to go more than working on meeting. We have to be there. So this is a heavy piece because he's saying to us, what happened the first, how did the eventual story that they spoke about that night happen? Because they were in it when they were telling it over before it even happened.
Miriam wasn't such a chiddush.
Mm-hmm. By coming, showing up with the tambourines, yeah. Like, yeah, right, on a certain level.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand where they come in.
Oh, they always come in when something good is about to happen to humanity or to us. Mm-hmm. They always come in, starting from
creation
of the world, then creating man.
Our soul even came into the world.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then it comes out, and then over here. And then where do we find it again?
Sinai.
They keep on coming to make sure that they're protesting and saying...
Checks and balances.
Mama, always. That's what it means.
Externalization of free will, kind of.
What do you mean?
Well, we have free will internally so that we can balance out good, bad, and choice. So that's kind of like Hashem's externalization...
Of Hashem's free will.
Yeah. Adina, is that clear now where they show up?
It's like good path and bad path.
So it's as we're coming out of Mitzrayim that the angels are questioning whether, like...
Alayam, during Kriyas Yamsuf, we're crossing the sea, the angels are coming before God and saying, Manishtanu elu me'elu, you see, you're saving this chevra, but what about the chevra that are running after them? Mm. What's the difference between the two of them? Be'emet, what's the difference?
But if we just had Seder night, then it seems like we were...
That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying basically that when God answered them back, mm-hmm. I mean, well, we're going to see it in a second, but that's exactly what he comes to show us. Meaning, mm-hmm. if there wasn't that first Seder night in Egypt that we actually were going, where we did a Seder, like the way he says here, Kehavaya, Kitzurata, Kmo She'anu Osim, then maybe when the angels would come with the prosecution and say, Manishtanu Elu Me'elu, it'd be a really big shaila. Manishtanu Elu Me'elu.
It could. Nice, the 49 levels that they say that when Israel was before they left of Tuma. So what you're saying is they did one little thing.
Well, they had Brit Milah also.
To bring them Zchut.
There's a lot of different ways we can go at this to understand what it was. I just want to focus on, again, what he's saying here is something very simple. We did the Seder before it happened. That's it. That's all he's saying over here.
Was it like this, like we're going to eat now before we go do this thing? Was it like conscious like that?
Let's see. Ach b'mitzrayim asu Yisrael kol ha-seder b'layla k'havaya k'tzurata k'mo she'anu osim. V'hayu mesaprim b'tziyat mitzrayim. They're telling over the whole story that God promised them is going to happen, telling them as if it already happened. Shayu ma'aminim shebevaday yu yotzim. They believed that their reality was not going to continue to be the same thing. Ubotan ha-chasadim shemshichu nigalu. And he says here that when you believe be'emunah shlema that all of Hashem's promises will happen, you draw down chesed. He says in the schus of the chesed that they draw down, that they were drawing down through their emunah, that's how the geula happened. Ubenisan atidin ligael, we all know the Chernobyl says in Nisan the future redemption will be the yesh galus klali veyesh galus prati. Everyone knows there's a more communal state of galus and there's also personal exile that we're in. Dahinu ayisurim sheish lekol echad miYisrael. Ubeotan chasadim shemamshichin benisan asidin ligael. In the merit of all the chasadim, I draw down through one thing and one thing only, that I know Dvar Ha'emes Hashem, B'kayem La'ad, Asidim Ligal. We're going to be redeemed. Those are the words from the Ma'arinayim. So he says, like, so now Rav Kluger says an amazing, just he takes this Ma'arinayim, he says, what did we just hear right now? What did we just learn? B'zeh yesed, yesod, b'zeh yasad yesod gadol be'emunah. He just brought down a tremendously big foundation regarding Emuna and drawing Geula down. Shekasher od metzuyim betoch ha-galut ve-hatzara. Al af she-omdim adayin lifnei ha-geula. Ukvar chayim be-ofen shel Geula. Ki yodim shehine omedet archa kotleinu ve-kvar kayemet ba-poal mamesh. ומאמינים שבוודאי יהיו יוצאים על ידי כך ממשיכים את גילוי הגאולה. He's saying, what is emuna? What is geula? What are these things? Emuna, and regarding, and specifically here, about the geula. And this is so, so hard. It is so hard, and yet it is so the point. The point of having emuna is not just, I believe it will be good, but since I know it will be good, what does it say about the state of mind that I'm in now? Gedalia was speaking last night about, he was using a lot of terminology that we use here a lot. He just, Hashem gifted him in a very, just very clear, straightforward way. This level of perception, of consciousness, of an altered state of consciousness, when it comes to emunah, is not just I believe it'll be good, but rather I'm drawing down what I believe to be good into right now. And it makes it very, very difficult. It makes it very, very difficult to do this, especially for people that are personally suffering regarding, obviously, like families of chatufim or people that have sat shiva or people that are, you know, that have people that have relatives and family and friends that are sick in the hospital, that have been injured. Very, very, very difficult. But you have to remember, like, who were the people that were celebrating Pesach, that first Pesach? What was their story? You had mothers there that their babies were taken from them and put into brick walls and thrown into the ocean, into the water. Those are the kind of mothers that were sitting at that first Seder night and mamash celebrating the way that he says over here, because they believe b'emunah shleima. Hashem's word is emes. Abba's word is emes. Mama, you know, Ima's word is emes. This is big league, major league. And it's not none of us should understand this because this is not a simple thing at all. However, it's almost like everyone's saying, okay, now we're pushed to the edge and the army now has to go and, you know, lit alot al atzmam and go and take care of business. So the person sitting at home is like, okay, so if ani bekolze, where am I in all this? My emuna battlefield is now. This is the time we're in. That the emuna battle. This is it. This is what it's really all about. It's all the stuff we ever learned about emuna is not just I believe it will be good, but it's drawing from what I know will be into now. And Rav Kluger says, and it's basically basing this on the Chernobyl Rebbe, is that I draw down the geul. That's a chesed. I draw down chesed, the chesed of my emunah, into now, which brings of the great day. That's the effect that that type of mindset and choosing, leharot et atzmi.
Choosing.
Huh?
Choosing.
Mamash bechira.
And also not blocking out so much noise. Like there's so much noise to block out.
Block.
It's so hard.
You gotta block it.
Well, that's my question. Do we have to block it or are we supposed to transform it? You know,
I,
is the inverse also true that if you have fear, then are you, because legitimately there is fear to be had,
mm-hmm.
are you supposed to transform that fear or are you supposed to block it out? And if you don't transform the fear, then are you blocking the hula? Sorry.
No, I just would love to understand what it means to transform fear.
I don't know. That's the question. Because
right.
Like we can just.
But I think that I think that your question actually adds more fear to the equation. That's mm-hmm. I actually think it's a
I mean, the only thing
You understand? You understand what I just said?
Yeah.
I think that you're transforming fear. I think that that notion sets up like a snake before every person, because no one here can transform a very legitimate fear when we're surrounded with the way we're surrounded and the situation that we're in. Therefore, I have to plug myself into. I think that you transform the fear by doing what he's saying, and it's not ignoring. It's choosing it. It's bechira. This is what the angels can't understand.
Well, Gedalia Kanzer of saying last night is that, like, do what you can until you're limited. Like, if it's stopping you from continuing in a positive spiritual manner, and like that's where you know your boundary is.
Right, but the cool thing is that there actually is no limit when it comes to emunah. He was saying that about something else. He wasn't saying that about emunah.
No, I'm saying about fear.
But I'm saying, let's focus back into the way what he's saying over here. Okay? Sitting at the Seder table in Mitzrayim, believing in every word that Hashem promised that will happen, has no limit. That emunah in God's word has no limit. There's no end to that. They went the whole way. They went the whole way. That first Seder night, they went the whole way. Let's go back inside. Now he's going to explain to us how, like, this is an important mechanism to put into this whole, into this journey that he brought for us over here. Ve'avanat ha'dvarim, how do we understand this? She'ine ha'olam matsui tachat hanhagas hazman, avar, hove, ve'atid. Okay, what's our fear based on? Time.
Future.
Possible future, like right. Not necessarily
and
the future.
Comes from past.
So he says over here that right. So but when I draw the past into the future, I, you know. So he says like this: the world is tachat ahanhagav's man. The way the world, our world that we live in, is that there's past, present, and future. Avar hove ve'atid. But we do something so funny is that we also think that Hashem is like that. It's one of the trickiest things in this world. We think Hashem also is like, oh, he was past and present and future. Meaning, of course, it's Haya Hove Ve'yihe, but not in the way that we understand the concept of time. And this is beautiful. And it explains also the title of this sefer. Look. Ach or Hashem yitbarach harehu lemala min hazman. But the light of Hashem is above time, which is the thing that usually paralyzes us. I think there should be a yud over here. There's no difference between God between what is now and what was, or and what wasn't and will be. By Hashem, these things of these concepts of time don't work. Like you were saying, Yael, usually, you know, what is it that makes tomorrow gloomy?
Yesterday.
But that's not the way Hashem operates. That's the way the human mind operates, and that's the way Hashem set up the world. Time constraints. But that's not when it comes to the Or, what do you call it? He says, Or Hashem Yitbarach. The light of Hashem Yitbarach is above time and space. That means that if I believe in the light of Hashem, then I believe that yesterday has nothing to do with what tomorrow may look like. That's Emunah. It has nothing to do with it. In my mind, it has everything to do with it. But in Hashem's light, what?
That's the stumbling block.
Betach, but you have to call it out.
Do you think they ever did that before?
Am Yisrael?
Yeah, meaning in Mitzrayim, right? They had 210 years of slavery. Did they ever believe that they were going to be taken out before and then it didn't happen? Or was this the first time that the possibility was presented to them?
Could be it's the first time.
But for us, that's the stumbling block, right? Because it's been thousands of years, and we're doing Pesach for thousands of years.
Yeah, but you and I were never sitting at a Seder table surrounded with 200,000 missiles. Well, actually, it's not true. We were every single year. The illusion was that it's not about to come and hit us. It's a big sheker, which shows us.
There's been Siddharim.
You and I.
No.
Our door. All we have is right now. All we have. I want us all to focus, because this could go a million places. Let's be very clear. My brother was in Birkenau yesterday. but and yet we weren't put in that door. We weren't put in that door. I mean, you kind of placed yourself in that door, Shoshana, but but we're not in that door. Meaning, it's been an illusion, as if like this is the first time there's been a threat. What a sheker! There's been a threat every single second. We just haven't felt it as much. So maybe like the same thing about them, but in the Yidden leaving Mitzrayim, I think that there was the first time that they were forced to a certain extent to actually believe in all the things they thought they believed in until that moment. And they did it. And they went for it. Time didn't let them, you know, time didn't, they were connected to God's watch, to God's time, to God's order, you know. What's interesting is that Leila Seder is called the night of order, and it's completely out of order night, right? Because it's God's order. It's God's, you're plugging into God's time. God's time doesn't work like the order that we're used to. It's something so separate, something very different. So I want to read this whole paragraph again. Havanat advarim sheinei haolam matzui tachat hanagat hazman, avar hoveh ve'atid. Ach or Hashem itbarach harei hu lemala min hazman, ve'en lefanav hevdel ben ma shehava ben ma shehaya, o ma sheterem haya ve'atid leiyot. ואם כן כל ההשפעות הרוחניות כבר קיימות ומצויות בפועל ממש. What does that mean? This last line that he said, כל ההשפעות הרוחניות, what's a השפעה רוחנית? All here. It's all here already, because in God's clock it's a different Seder. Ela, what's the job? יש להמשיכן ולהוציאן. Rav Kluger is saying, wouldn't it be nice to like bring God's clock into this world? So he says, yeah, there is a way to do it. You know what that's called? Emuna Shlema in God's word, and acting as if it already happened. Lavyan lidei gilui min hakoach el hapoal, to bring it out into revelation from potential to actuality. ועל ידי שחיים באופן זה כאילו יצא, and when you live, this is what he says the Baal HaGadah meant, when he said, בכל דור ודם חייב אדם את עצמו, כאילו יצא ממצרים, when you live like that, נעשית ההמשכה ובאה הגאולה. You draw down, there's such chesed that comes to a Yid's home, whenever anything bad happens, but especially in times like we're in right now, that the Shechina, the way that it rejoices and feels at home around the family's Seder, when there's absolutely no logical reason to be festive. And yet we are. And we're not just like saying, Gamzu Letova, it'll be good. But because I know in God's world it is good, he says, I draw that down into this world. Naaseta Amshacha, you draw it down, Uba HaGeulah. And the Geula comes. That's what happened. That's what he's saying. That's what happened, that first Mitzrayim. It's an amazing thing. Uchadvarim ha'ele katav b'sefer ha'kadosh Oev Yisrael. This is amazing. Now, in the Oev Yisrael is the Apter Rebbe. And he says, this was written in Parshas Noach, b'shem ha'magid Rebbi Chiel Mechel Uzlachov, v'ze l'shono ha'kadosh. V'nira li, דהינה תיבס אמונה יש לו שני פירושים אחד. The word אמונה has two different פירושים. כפשוטו. Okay, I believe. האמנת הדבר שבוודאי יהיה כך. I believe it will be. עוד יש לומר, but there's also a level of אמונה מלשון ויהי אומן את הדסה. We have just had that Megillah. Mordechai was אומן את הדסה. והוא לשון המשכה וגידול. When it says, "Vayhi omen et hadasa," the pshat over there is that he raised hadasa, he raised Esther Amalka. Raising means growing something, drawing it down and growing. כי באמונה יש כוח זה, שעל ידי האמונה יומשך הדבר הזה ממקורו ויבוא. You know what book this reminds me of? What was that book that was very popular about 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Everyone was reading.
The Power of Now.
Attraction.
The Secret.
The
Secret. Yeah. Right.
Manifestation.
Right. It was
that
very.
Was for
things, not for right, but I mean, lehavdil and to be masakin it elevated because I read it. I also watched. I think they did they do a movie?
Yeah.
So all those things are obviously all rooted in its makor of the way Chazal, you know, the way Chazal explained to us these things. But this is what it is: like the law of attraction. All these whatever terminology you need to use in order for it to be real in your life, use it. Doesn't matter what it is. But this end over here he's saying is like ki be'emuna yesh koach ze sha'idei emuna. Emuna means I will omen the thing that I'm believing in, which means I will draw, I will bring close, I will raise, I will nurture, like vayihi omenet adasa, all the things that I believe in, it'll come from its source. Hainu al yedei shehu ma'amin ba'Hashem yitbarach u'boteach bo be'emuna shlema al shum eze davar. When the whole Am will believe in the Geula and will act as if the Geula already happened, it'll be a no-brainer. It'll happen like that immediately. However, we can't wait for that to happen, that the whole Am, because then we'll go into Yeush. We'll be drawn into despair pretty fast. We can't go there. So where does it start? At my own Seder table. At my own Seder table, it's happening already. It happens already. I just want to give everyone a bracha here to believe in their own Seder table. Mamash. Umeachai shebnei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, beodam tachat ha-shiabud, nahagu derech cherut v'chedva v'asu et kol ha-seder. And since bnei Yisrael, while they're in Egypt, while the Egyptians are still on top of them, they acted through a place of cherus, with this freedom, and chedva, ve'asu et kol ha-seder, they did the seder, kehavaya, ketzurata, kmo she'anu osim, like way we do it. Be'otan chasidim she'imshichu, nig'alu. With the same chesed, that they were drawing down, they were redeemed. So I think that the point of this sicha, it goes much, much longer, but this is all I wanted to do for today. We're going to continue with next week. The point of this sicha so far is telling us like this. The secret of Pesach is when the first Pesach happened. It's really about the first Seder. That's the whole story. The whole secret. The secret of Leila Seder is remembering where the first Seder took place and under what circumstances and what conditions took place. And not only remembering that that's what they did, and they were sitting there saying, okay, we're going to keep these mitzvahs and believe it'll be good. They didn't reenact, because nothing to reenact. They were. They were. And that's what I was saying that before, is that we don't have to, we can't reenact something right now, because this is an unprecedented territory and time in our lives. But just remember, the aura of the Geula, the aura of Hashem, the light of Hashem, goes. It's higher than all that. It goes higher, it goes above and beyond all of this in terms of time constraints and all these things that really play into our tomorrows. Like, you know, I've said so many times that how Reb Shlomo said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that our greatest slave drivers are our yesterdays. So it's true, because that's the teva. That's the teva of man. That's just the nature of what it is. But the Baal Shem Tov comes and says, here, you have Rishut, I give you Rishut. Baal Shem Tov says, it doesn't have to be like that. Like, try it. Try it. Try it. What does that mean? Well, try for a second to live today and don't live yesterday. I am living today. No, you're living yesterday. Yeah, well, I think about it all the time. I have a friend that is so pessimistic, and he's not whatever. He doesn't really believe things will be good. But every conversation ends and says, "Yeb seder achietov." I'm like, horrible. Yeah, saying Yehebe seder or Yehetov, like it's almost like a from checklist thing by now, you know? It's like, yeah, yetov, but by be'emet, the way for that to be like really yetov is not saying everything is good right now, because it's not either. We have chatufim, we have a lot, we have a crazy situation. That's also, I don't believe in that either, saying no. But it's believing, you know, it really connects to Gedalia's answer to Eli, to your husband. I don't know, did he tell you what he, were you there? Did Eli tell you what he asked? He was the last question. He it was very, I'm so glad he asked him.
More.
So he said, and it sounds as if it's a cop-out answer.
What's the question?
The question was, he didn't like the answer, right? I think because he has to hear it from more. The answer is right. It has to be given over with more. It was the end of the night. It's a whole shiur on its own. That the question was a whole shiur on its own. He was saying, listen, we're feeling that we're in a time now that we need more. There's got to be some more. We got to do. There's got to be something more, something greater, something bigger. So what he answered to him is, he says, you have to believe in your tefillah more. Now, that, he could have gone on for a long time. It was already late. And there were a lot of questions. So it was the last one. But yetov, right, is I have to believe, like that night, the first night of Seder, they believed more in whatever they thought they believed until that moment. They did. They believed in it. Like, to get back to what you brought up, I think that they were forced to believe to the utmost everything they may have thought they believed in until that moment. Mm-hmm. But now push came to shove, and they had to believe more and more. And it's not like they really like, okay, I'll believe. I was like, mm-hmm. No.
They knew it.
This is the moment in life that we have been waiting for.
They were willing to walk into the desert that's a level.
It's like you're not transforming the fear, you're going above it.
That's why, go back to what you said before. That's why, because when we say transforming the fear, that's
right.
God, I have to go to therapy now for 20 years and deal with all childhood traumas and transform. But because you know what Pesach's called?
No.
Pesach. What does Pesach mean?
You skip over.
You skip over. You go above. How do you have the koyach to skip over? Because it's the night of Mochin de Gadlus. It's the night of the light of Hashem. It's just
above
time and space. What's that?
The problem is the solution.
The problem is the solution. I like this. He's right, and I hate it. He kept on saying it, and I hate it, but it's true.
And Hashem created us with a nature where we can be fearful. And that's
angels can't understand that. See, an angel sees the fear, and he sees what it may have led us to in the past, and they're like, Manishtanu Elu Me'elu, what's the difference between these people and that people? So, I feel like, how did Hashem answer the angels when they said that? Like, can you imagine what he probably would have done? Like, kivyachol, I'm sure there's a midrash on this, based on this, is that he basically gave them all a vision of, did you see what they looked like 6 nights ago? Because this was said on Shavuot Shel Pesach, while they're crossing the sea, so Hashem must have said to the angels, "You didn't see what I saw. You know, I'm going to show you what their homes look like on Seder night." So I know that there's these kind of, you know, this is not. I want to say something very, like, just to end it with something very, I think, healthy and important. The Seder night of the first. The first Seder night we experienced during the time where the virus was kivyachol controlling the whole world, there was this whole hype and everyone was they're getting their hopes up high, but you realize that was basically over. Sorry to say this, it was basically over nothing that really should have caused whatever it ended up causing in terms of this. The whole world's about to end, and therefore it started to bring out for me. Like, okay, that must mean that the Geula is here. Like, that it shouldn't be. I mean, looking back, is like that. For that to be the drive, for something that wasn't actually what we thought it was, to be the drive to expect the Mashiach, it's a little bit minor leagues. Now, everyone should always have a drive to believe in the coming of Mashiach. And even today, it's not even that the drive to believe that it could be this year is because it's so bad. But it's really coming from a place of we've suffered so much. That has happened on the level of time. There's been so much pain this year. There's been so much anguish. And yet we still believe. Be'emunah shlema. And like, there has to be even like this holy chutzpah, and forgive me for saying this, Hashem and all of you, it's like, there's got to be this place of even saying, you know, Ribono Shleilam, you have parents that buried their children this year, and they've stood up in levels that are not to be believed. So if you don't want to bring Geula to these parents, to this door, whatever, I'm about to say something I'm going to regret, so you can just imagine what I'm going to say. But that's like a little bit of what I'm feeling inside. It's like, you know what, then, if you're not going to bring the Geula for this door, chaval. You know, chaval.
I feel like this is a generation of like knowing that there's nothing else. Like we've tried. People have looked in every place and went down every road and we've tried. And there's just nothing else. Like, also like accepting the fear.
What do you mean?
Embracing the fear. Being like, it's scary and we're hollow and people feel fear. And even though with that fear, I'm still.
I'd still make this choice.
Right. I still choose to do a Seder tonight.
I'm scared, and it's scary, and it seems hard, and it's hard, and it's, you know, there's suffering, and we're suffering.
Yeah.
And with that.
Just like the first Seder.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just like the first Seder.
Like, because we were talking about before, blocking out the fear.
Right.
Just like what Jenny was saying, and like, which can be a little denial, right? You could like just, or walking through it, which is what you're saying. I feel it, it's here, and I'm still...
Yeah.
Social media, we do have to take care of
it. And I really agree. Yeah. I really agree that I think that a great Chana LePesach would be everyone mamash filtering out social media, myself included, to just hire. I have a person that can do stuff that he does in the past, to have him just post whatever Torahs I want out, and the rest, the Pashut, it's not. It is. It's chametz mentality. It really, really is. Even if it's the meaning, even if they're reporting on what's actually happening on the level, but what it does to me is that it won't enable me to have my first Seder night better. Put it like that. That definitely won't do that. There's no way. But I'm going to say, if I absorb as much as possible from everything that all my feeds are telling me, then I'll have all the proper kavanas to be able to feel like Seder night is going to be for you. We know that it won't be. So I just want to give us a bracha of remembering that the first Seder took place in Mitzrayim. And that's the shoresh of all future Sedarim. And it's the shoresh of drawing down through the chesed of our emunah while we're still in the bechina of Mitzrayim, that draws down a gilui of ahava. It does. Believing more in it, it draws down a gilui revelation of love. A revelation of redemption. A revelation of Hashem said, this is really what I was waiting for from the get-go. I was just waiting to meet you in this place. We should be privileged not to wait for Seder night for that to happen. Already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's Rabbi Nachman's birthday. Already Rosh Chodesh Nisan, these things should happen.
Amen.
All right, Shekoach, everybody.